Good morning, MGTOW man. What a fucking great day to be alive. No, what? This is more of a guess a scenic tour. Yes, a standard camera with its good but kind of limited dynamic range, you know. Let's try that. Looks good to me. What a couple of big days. This is a night where it's overcast and I'm not hoping to have any kangaroos hop out in front of us, but you know, at least we've got the camera rolling. And this is like fuck. Can I push myself? If these roadside posts are typically 100 metres apart, I did the calculation some time back, but you can actually tell your road speed by the amount of seconds it takes to get between the posts. I sort of estimate I'm doing about 60 k's an hour, maybe 65. I'm not in a rush. There's low beam, high beam, doesn't really matter. Not to the visual capabilities of the camera. Doesn't matter. It hasn't got the light, and it hasn't got the dynamic range to pick, you know, really faint shit out of the darkness. And the differences between absolute black and sort of bright headlights is like, it doesn't sort of, you know, show you what's going on real well. I might try a bit of fucking zoom. Yeah, might be a bit better. Less width, say more horrors jumping out of the darkness. It's funny, places like this you get, you know, so yeah, chowing down on some rather nice hot dogs. They're cold from the refrigerator. They're cold from the packet from the refrigerator, you know. It's one thing, you know, my old man, you got to appreciate your father, you know. Like, in some ways, he was absolute, to use my mother's words, he was as mean as cat shit with his money, you know. But he did have a lot of good qualities, you know. And he you know, thought that buying a pack of hot dogs being the cheapest fucking sort of meat possible was perfectly acceptable for roadside fucking dining, you know, when the issue arose, you know. So, in some sense, quite glad that this this sort of tradition lives on within me. Like, I don't think hot dogs are particularly fucking healthy. And I don't think they're particularly nutritional. It's bait or all. When you see the roadside posts with their little reflectors, like coming up right now, when you see them off in the distance and they just, the reflector, you know, blinks out for a little bit because something is passing in between it and the beam from your headlights, either hitting it or reflecting back from it. Let's be careful time, you know. Oh, that fucking crazy arsey and his fucking, you know, kangaroos. But just more of that sort of, more of those things that you've got to watch out for, you know. And this, I'm kind of tired, but this is a good speed just to sit on, you know, in kangaroo sort of territory. It's sort of safe and sane and, you know, so this is a get me home without fucking riding off the car or having a kangaroo come through the windscreen and break my neck as it goes into the back seat, you know. Although I don't have a back seat, but you know, if I had had a back seat, that's what it'd be doing. Yeah, what a funny thing to be, you know, in AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, or Narcotics Anonymous, or any other one of the multitude of fucking fellowships. You know, and it's a good tool, you know. It really is. I'm fucking glad it's here. While his eyes are off the road looking for a hot dog. Yeah. tell you, this is what it's like travelling at 65 at about 60 k's an hour through kangaroo territory. Not much of a video. Dramatic, and it's not exciting, and it's sort of, you know, it's not dramatic and it's not exciting, but it's yeah, oh, here we come to one of the major fucking kangaroo sort of crossing sort of areas. Just idle along. Yeah, you know, the places where you're most likely to see them, and most likely to have them crossing the road, and most likely to have them jumping out in front of you, or dashing across the road. You know, they come down from the mountain in the late afternoon, early evening, and they go back up to the mountain top. You know, sort of dawn, and not long after. Whole little stretch. They sit up on the mountain all day, laying around, scratching their fleas, just sort of, you know, chilling out. Yeah, it's good. This has been good. Everything. Yeah, I've had the last couple of days, I've had a really good time with a whole bunch of people. And I really enjoyed it. Oh, slow down on that throttle, boyo. Yes, come flying over the crest, and there's a whole heap of kangaroos sitting in the middle of the road. Not this time. But seen it happen. It's quite exciting, really. We go, thank fuck I was going so slow. Otherwise, I'd be up for a new car. Yes, and her. Voices in my head. I was just thinking about a really fucked in the head woman. Who just has to go and blabber off, you know, confidential reports. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I reported a contractor for doing some pretty sort of devious sort of shit. You know? Shouldn't have been doing it. And part of it involves lying to me upon, not only did she lie, she was extremely paranoid in general, like I was excessively paranoid for that situation, you know, with the topic that we were discussing, which was relatively low key. And so I went, this girl's got something to hide. So I went looking on the internet, and so I looked up her first name and last name, and then just her last name. And in amongst that, the spelling of a name, and then there are a whole heap of near spellings of her name, you know? Kind of like approximately right, you know, or did you mean this, or did you mean that, you know what I mean? And so I looked all of these things up. And she had an Instagram account. And she had pictures up on that, you know? And then there was another Instagram account where she had, was doing all this makeup and fucking filters and, you know, photoshopping. And she's doing all this photoshopping and filters and it was a bit of a shoddy job, and it was just like, you know, you can see where someone's used a mouse when using, and a bit shape, bit sort of, that was a bit sort of, bit of a shaky hand when using the mouse and doing the, recontouring the face and stuff, you know, it just looked odd, you know. And yeah, so there are some of her photos in the legit Instagram account, and then there's a whole heap of them, but some of them were in the her as a prostitute kind of, you know, sex addict slash, you know. And yeah, greedy little whore trying to get bulk sort of easy money, you know. And I don't know, I can't imagine, you know, there's a few guys leaving comments like, oh babe, you're so awesome, you're so hot, you know, and I thought, she looks like a fucking ghastly sort of nightmare actually, you know. And you know, there was a couple of photographs that looked kind of very sort of intriguing sexually, but it also, she looked like a fucking psychopath, you know. Real crazy sort of stuff, you know. And yeah. So my battery's getting down to 15%. I think this will last up to one of the turn-offs, you know. And yeah, so this big mouth gossiping bitch, when I put in the report about this woman, you know, just lying and doing a job, lying her ass off, you know, and also moonlighting as a prostitute online, yeah. Yeah, the woman who was responsible for dealing with that decided to do a little sneaky fucking ambush and contact this other woman's manager and saying, oh, this is so terrible, this is so terrible. And they were just sort of lingerie sort of pictures, you know what I mean? no big fucking deal. See them in any women's clothing bloody catalogue or magazine, you know. Oh my god, you know. And these fucking women are just such assholes. You know? Oh my god. The woman is a sacred fucker. Anything with a cunt is a sacred sight. Oh, we can't have that, you know. And they're all fucking shitbags. A lot of women have just evolved to the point where they're just nothing but fucking cunts, you know. They're fucking idiots. And they're nasty and they're deceitful and the bloody, you know. No wonder men are just not fuck marrying them, just get rid of them, you know. You know. You know, you don't talk to them, you don't fuck them, you don't bloody have anything to do with them, you know. You know, they're just such generic shitbags. Oh my God, you answered back to a woman. Oh, how dare you, you know. It's like the missing. Now, what's the word? I'm hearing a truck from one direction. And, right. You know, the misandrial industrial complex, you know. These fucking women are just liars and cunts, and they're fucking idiots and assholes, you know. They are dirty, deviant cunts. And they will all line up and they'll all perform public executions on a man. You know. And they will sneak and they will lie. And, so here's the bad one. Look what he did, you know. And they're such cunts. You know, absolute fucking cunts. Danger ahead. Got to turn this fucking thing off. Catch us.